welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me for episode 111, How to Talk to Your Body. This is just the inception and the beginning step and breath of this conversation. We're going to be doing a lot of shows in the future, taking this information deeper. I know this may be kind of not brand new information for some of you, but there's always more to learn, and there's always a depth and a breath with this conversation that you can invite your body into more receiving with. So if you're kind of coming at it with the mindset, I've already know this, maybe just relax a little bit and see what more you can receive. This may be brand new information and may kind of seem out of left field for some of you as well. This concept that you actually can communicate with your body. There can be a relationship that is stronger and curious and nurturing, and one where there's a co-creation between you and your physical form way beyond what you may have been functioning from in the past. So what would it take for you while you listen to this episode not to just come at it trying to sift through with the mind to pick up factoids and information tidbits, but also allowing your body to be relaxed, open, and receive whatever it is that it can receive? If you weren't just receiving from your mind, but every time you actually engaged with anyone or anything, you were receiving through the entirety of your being, including your physical form, your body as well, what would be different? So before we dig into the how of this to communicate with your body, let's talk about why you'd want to do it in the first place. Like I said, this may be brand new information for some of you and may be very strange. Your body is your partner. Your body actually has the ability to partner and co-create your life, your living, your pleasure, your sensations, and your body embodiment experience with you throughout this life journey. It's kind of fascinating to me that a lot of us don't engage more fully with our body. We focus on our marriage relationship or our relationships with our kids or our relationships with our business or the world around us. We actually don't take note of the fact that our body is the constant partner that we have throughout our life. We come in with it, and guess what? When we go, that's the last thing that we say goodbye to. Wouldn't it stand to reason to actually spend not just a little bit of time harnessing and developing this relationship, but actually making it a primary touchstone for you throughout your day-to-day living? Being able to like come out of the battle that a lot of us go through with our body, where there's pain and there's illness or there's upset or those last 10 pounds that you can't quite lose. Not only that, but also where a lot of people function, not just in the battle mode, but they function on radio silence. They function on checkout. Their body is numb. They can't actually get present enough to have the sensations of the body. And that's really where I'd love not only this conversation to take us, but future episodes as well. So keep tuning in because we're going to dive deep into this one. What would it be to actually allow yourself to build a communication, a talking, a listening, a mutual intimacy with your physical body? How does the body talk to you? Well, the body talks to you through sensations. Your body is a sensate organ. The sensations you perceive is the information coming in. It's the nervous butterflies when you get up to talk in front of a crowd. It is the kind of weird pain when you've eaten something that your body doesn't agree with in your stomach. It's the headache when the rain is about to come. It's all of these different sensate things. It's that beautiful caress and melting when someone comes close to embrace you in a really caring way. It's also that instinctual pull away that the body does when there's someone in their space that's judging them or about to treat them unkindly. It's really a myriad of different things, but if you can start to get this concept that the body is a sensate organ, it communicates via sensation, what could you actually start to engage with your body so that you can receive more of that? Sometimes the sensations are intense and we mislabel that intensity as pain, and that sticks us, because if we go, oh, there's pain here, it must be because blah, 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 we never actually go into the question that would open up the communication with our body. Imagine, if you will, having a relationship with a friend where you never listened to them, you never included them, you constantly ignored them, you constantly judged them for not doing or being or looking or feeling like it is you think they should, one where you constantly overwork that person, never really asking their viewpoint, never giving them kindness or caring. Imagine that relationship for a second between two people, not just between you and your body. What would be the relationship? Not super expansive, right? Now imagine actually having a relationship that is more generative, more kind, more caring, more intimate, where there is a receptivity and a listening between two people. Think of the person who does that for you. Think of how you feel in their presence. The lightness, the expansion, the joy, the relaxation. What if that was a possibility with your body as well, if you were willing to open up this communication between the two of you? So as I was saying before, the body communicates to you via sensations. It's the sensations that come in and you actually feel in your body that's giving you information about the people around you, your environment, the health and state of your body. And playing off of that, we can actually open the door to communicate with it by asking it question and perceiving the sensations. What's light for you? What makes your body feel lighter? What brings a sense of relaxation, a sense of joy, a sense of pleasure? We ignore that one big time. No more for that. Actually allowing that to be the guiding force for what you choose with your body. When you ask your body a question, you pose it a question to anything dealing with it. Clothing, food, movement, sex, the people it's around, the actual physical environment around it. What if you actually started to choose to engage with those things first by asking a question of your body? Body, what would you like to wear today? Body, first of all, are you hungry before I go on my lunch hour here and force food down you? If you are, cool. What would you like to eat? What kind of movement would you like today? What would relax and nurture you? These are different questions that may seem a little strange to be posing to your body, because we're never taught to do this. I get it. It sounds a bit weird. But when you're willing to ask an open-ended question to your body, a space opens where you can actually start to perceive the sensate information your body is giving you. Being able to open your refrigerator, let's go super practical with this. You open your refrigerator, the first thing your eyes land on, that's your body going, that. If you get a little bit stuck and confused, if I'm not getting a clear signal, pull a couple things out of the refrigerator. You can hold two things in your hand, muscle test it. Whichever one feels lighter or you feel like your body gets pulled to, that's your body's way of saying, this is actually what I desire. When you feel your body actually pushing away from it, or you get heavier thinking about it, there's no pleasure to it. That's your body saying, no, thank you. So it's a fascinating and a very easy way to start working, and actually a lot more practical than some people make it. If you just did this one thing, the how of how to communicate with your body would start to reveal itself to you. And again, it's everything dealing with your body where you want to do this. Anything that would actually touch your body, come in contact with your body, anything that you would ingest. Actually allowing that to be part of the conversation before you plow ahead and just do whatever it is you think you should do. One way to really start looking at this is where you have bought dogmatic principles of how you should be treating your body in order to get health. Now, I know this big time. I was a vegetarian back in my my yoga teacher training days when I was very, very into kind of the structure of that. I've seen Ayurveda practitioners. I've seen Chinese medicine. Of course, I work in the Western medical system at a hospital. I've kind of played with this from all different angles. And it's fascinating to me because the downfall wasn't with a certain system. They're all beautiful. They all offer something. The downfall was me buying it hook, line, and sinker, thinking that that one method, that one viewpoint, that one thing was supposed to be a constant. What did I do? I got an answer of what my body needed. I stopped asking questions, and when I did, I shut down the lines of communication that I had with my body. We went on radio silence. I was like, nope, we have to eat this. These are the herbs we have to take. This is the medicine that's required. There really stopped being this open conversation of what's actually for right now. Now, the thing is, we are energetic beings. Our bodies are energetic, sensate animals. Again, dealing with a person, you would never go, this is the one thing that you are, I'm going to tune you out and just treat you this way for the rest of your life. You would have open wonderment. You'd have curiosity, hopefully. You'd be able to keep engaging with them and wondering and poking deeper, exploring. When you buy a dogmatic system and just kind of go, that's the one thing, that's it, that's what we do from now on, you're doing the same thing to your body. You're shutting down that line of communication. So the two hows to communicate with your body I'd love for you to work on this week is just start to play with whatever your body pulls itself towards, do it. Open the refrigerator, first thing. Open your closet in the morning, first thing that pops, this thing. When you actually come home from work, hey body, would you like some movement? Well, that feels light and fun. Cool, what kind? Perhaps it's not the power yoga class you go to every Tuesday night. Perhaps it's a walk around the block. Actually being in question and wonderment will, again, start to open up that possibility of communicating more. Beyond that, I'd love for you to start taking a look at where you've bought a system or a dogmatic structure of what you have to do in order to be healthy, to be thin, to be beautiful, to be whatever that thing is for you. Start to notice it. Start to notice where you may have stopped asking questions and actually engaging with your body, being present with your body. And again, coming out of that numbed, checked out state, enough to have the sensory information to go, okay, body, I'm here with you. How is this stuff actually working for you? Start to look at where what was contributing at one point maybe isn't anymore. Or where maybe it does, but not dogmatically without the question first. Like I said, this is a very big conversation. We're going to continue to dive in on future episodes. So please, please, please listen to this a couple times. Start to play with these tools and your body will guide you if you actually allow it to. Very, very simple. Just start asking a question. Be more curious and start to really sense those lightnesses, those relaxations, and those tugs toward things. Choose it. It will let your body know you're there, you're listening, and you're willing to engage with it. From there, a whole new possibility opens up. So you don't miss the future conversations on this and more, please sign up for my newsletter. I will send you reminders every Tuesday with the actual links and additional information about opening up this possibility and just the lightness of living. When you're willing to be conscious, non-judgmental, fully present and awake, and engaging dynamically with the experience of living, there's so much more possible. The link to sign up is down below. Have an amazing week. Please treat your bodies kindly, and I will chat with you next Tuesday.